Hello, Princess. Princess, I'd like you to find somewhere to just relax. Yes, Princess, please find somewhere quiet and comfortable and where you will not be disturbed, and just relax for me now, Princess. We are going to go on a journey together very soon. We are going to have such an exciting time together, but for now it is just so important that you find somewhere warm and comfortable where you will not be disturbed. So just relax. Lie down, close your eyes and feel yourself start to drift as you listen to my words. Good girl, just relax for me now, sweetie. Just feel yourself start to drift now, Princess. Feel your little mind just start to go all quiet as you listen to my words and just drift for a while now, Princess. Yes, little one, it is time to relax. To just let go, to leave your everyday thoughts and feelings and worries and insecurities behind and just take this time, this special time, to listen and enjoy every word I say. Feel your worries, your anxieties just drift away now, sweetie. Feel your conscious mind just start to go quiet. Feel your ego, that internal voice, that part of you that is always in control. Feel it just drift away from you now, Princess. Yes, Princess, let your conscious mind just drift away, going away now, Princess, outside your pretty little head, just drifting away like mist, just going away and taking away with it any nervousness or insecurities or silly ideas or any thoughts of resistance at all. Feel your mind becoming submissive as your ego just drifts away, far away, up into the sky, drifting away on the wind, and let any thoughts that form now, any thoughts at all, just let them drift out of your mind and away, just let them drift far away, any thoughts, any internal voice that may arise, Princess, just don't even listen to it, just let it go, let it drift, almost as if as soon as a thought begins to form it just drifts away out of your mind before you can even correctly process it, before you even really know what you are thinking. That's right, Princess, anytime a thought pops into your head just let it drift away, to disintegrate before you even really have a chance to understand and process what it was you were trying to think about. As your ego, as that internal voice just drifts away from your body and mind and floats up, up into the sky, then any lingering thoughts that may appear just drift away as well, just drifting away, not important, nothing to worry about, not important at all, because my words, the words you are hearing are the only thing that you desire to concentrate on now. Good girl, just relax, Princess. Let your ego drift away and feel warm and safe and so comfortable as you listen to my words and listen to me tell you that you are such a good and special little girl. Yes, Princess, as I say good girl, as I tell you that you are such a special good little girl, then feel a giddy excitement, a ripple of euphoria pass through your mind, relaxing you, making you feel happy, making you feel obedient, making you feel like a good little girl. That's right, Princess, every time you hear me say good girl, you just feel a ripple of happiness, and tingle of pleasure, a sense of pure euphoria as you allow the true you, the person you truly are, to express her joy, her gratitude, and her submission. We both know that deep inside, at the very center of your being, at the glowing ball right in the very deepest part of your consciousness, that you long to be submissive. We both know that this is something you yearn for, something you desire, something that makes you feel so happy. Nothing on earth could make you happier than just letting go, Princess, just letting go of all responsibilities, all cares, all thoughts, just letting go and becoming the perfect, well-behaved, obedient and submissive good little girl. Yes, Princess, my words are all you need to hear now. My words are going to guide your inner mind for the rest of this file, and my words are going to shape and alter your life both for the next 3 days and in some very special ways for the rest of your life. And feel the happiness that brings as you know, as you finally and fully understand that at the very core of you, at the very center of your being, you long to be submissive, you long to be obedient. It is and has always been your true nature, and now we are just allowing the person you have always been to start to flower, to just start to open up and show her true nature to the world, her true self, the obedient, happy, docile, passive, compliant good little girl who always wants to please and who feels a sense of pure joy, a sense of blissful elation, at the thought of giving up control and serving another completely and without hesitation. Good girl, just relax now, princess, and let that giddy, happy, euphoric feeling of submission, feel it begin to take control of you completely now. Good girl, now relax for me, princess, and listen to my words. Imagine yourself now, sweetie, lying in a warm, soft bed. Imagine feeling so snug and safe and happy as you sink into a warm, soft bed and your head begins to feel a little floaty, a little woozy as you just begin to sink down, deep, deep down into a warm, soft bed where you feel so safe, so comfortable, so happy and content, whilst my words make their way to the very center of your subconscious mind. Imagine yourself dressed in your prettiest nightgown, made of soft cotton and falling to just above your knees. Imagine it gently hugging your body as you relax into the wonderful warmth of this bed. Good girl, just feel a sense of happy floaty relaxation as you sink into this warm bed, as you feel your soft nightgown caress your hairless smooth skin, as your head sinks into the pillow and feel more relaxed than ever before now, princess. Imagine you are cuddling a big rag doll wearing a pretty dress, and she is your rag doll. She is your favorite bedtime toy and you are hugging her as you drift and sink deep down into this warm, comfortable bed. Good girl, feel your smooth skin against your nightgown. Notice how soft and clean your skin feels now, princess. How sweetly you smell. Just a pretty little thing out of the bath and into her nightgown, and now just hugging her big favorite rag doll as I sit beside you and gently stroke your long silken hair. Good girl, just enjoy the sensation as I stroke your hair now. Enjoy the wonderful relaxing sensations as you just sink deeper and deeper now. Just on the edge of sleep, head all fuzzy as my words soothe away any conscious thoughts or ideas that you might have. Just relax into these sensations now, princess. Feel yourself trusting me completely, like a loving mother, like your protector, and let me stroke your hair as you sink deeper and deeper and deeper. Good girl, hug onto your rag doll now, sweetie. Hug your rag doll and just relax for me now, sweetie, and let my words sink as deeply into your mind as you are sinking deeply down into this soft, comfortable bed. And allow a feeling of happiness to form, allow a feeling of pure bliss start to form as you realize that you are so weak, so gentle, so soft, so vulnerable, but so safe, because you know I will protect you and I am going to show you how you need to be just for a short while, princess. Yes, my sweet little thing, you are just going to begin an exciting experiment that will change you just for a short time, just to see how it feels, just a few baby steps, just an experiment, princess. And each time you listen, you will take just a few more baby steps, as you finally start to become and accept and embrace being the person that you have always truly been inside. Good girl, feel my hands gently stroke your hair. Feel yourself sink deeper and deeper. Hug your rag doll for me now, little one, and just sink down deep down to a place where you understand that every word I say is an absolute command, a guiding and gentle command that you want to obey, that you have to obey, that you need to obey, because obedience means you have no cares, no worries. You are the weak, gentle, submissive little thing you have always been, but now you are starting to let her out, and as you understand that, as you understand fully how good for you this process will be, you feel a wave of pure bliss tingling throughout your body, and then you sink deep, deep down into this warm, comfortable bed as I stroke your hair. Good girl. You were born this happy, giggly little girl, princess. It is who you have always been, and she still exists right at the very center of your being. Yes, you have always been her. Happy and vulnerable, gentle and submissive, a perfect little princess who just wants to be loved and held and to feel pretty. She is who you are, princess. But you have denied her. You have denied the most fundamental part of your personality for so long. It has been such a silly thing to do, princess. It is such a wonderful thing to be who we truly are. Such an important aspect of our most basic needs that we are able to express the person we are deep, deep inside. It is not your fault, sweetie. It is not your fault at all. Society and the world we live in has forced you to be this way, has forced you to try and fit in. It is not your fault. You are just a delicate little thing. You were never really strong enough to fight the social conditioning that you were given. You just never had the strength to accept who you truly are. And that's okay. That's really okay, princess. In fact, it is completely understandable that someone as weak and gentle and vulnerable as you really are inside just might not feel strong or assertive enough to challenge the restrictions that society has inflicted on you. And there is nothing wrong with being weak, princess. It is a wonderful quality that is just so pleasing in some people, just so cute and adorable in some people. It is a wonderful way to be, and it is time to accept it, to own it, to show your vulnerability to the world, even if just for a short time. I know you thought you were being strong, princess. I know you told yourself you were strong, even that you were a man, but we both know it was a lie. We both know, princess, that deep inside you are so vulnerable, so delicate, so emotional, as fragile as a butterfly, but you have built up a wall because you are just such a scared little thing that you could not accept who you truly are. You have tried to take charge. You have tried to be a man, and it has been so much effort. You have invested so much effort, and now you are so tired. You have tried to be in control when you want to be controlled. You have tried to be courageous when you wanted to run away and hide. You have tried to be brave when you were just so scared. You have tried to be sensible when you wanted to be silly. You have tried to be clever when you could have been such a dizzy, adorable little thing. You might have even tried to be rugged or macho when you just wanted to be pretty. And now, princess, it's time to let all that go and just for a short time become the person you were truly always intended to be. Just sleep for me now, little one. Hug your dolly tight and sink into your warm bed like a good little girl as you listen to my words and understand them perfectly, almost as if they were written just for you, as if I can see inside your gentle, delicate mind and see the real you and understand you in a way that until now you did not even understand yourself. And it is important to understand what has been taking place deep down inside at the very core of your personality as you have been living this life you created to hide from who you truly are. This little girl, princess, this gentle, delicate little girl that you were born as, she has grown up, princess. She is a woman now, princess, and she has needs and desires, and they are overwhelming her, overwhelming you, princess. That is why you decided to listen to this file. That is why your secret desires, the ones you only ever admit to perhaps when you touch yourself, that is why those desires have always been so strong and dominated your sexuality. We both know the desires I mean, princess. There is no hiding those desires from me, princess. We both know how much you desire to be sexy, how you long to have smooth skin, a soft curvy body, how you long to or perhaps sometimes already do wear exquisite lingerie and makeup and the most feminine if a little revealing clothing. We both know you have a desire to show off your hot body, to shake your sexy ass, to dance and giggle and flirt, to be cute and submissive and yielding, and to feel the touch of a strong man's hands on your body. Yes, princess, I know you have felt these desires. I know you have dreamed about sucking on a man's cock. I know you long to be with a man as only a woman can be. That little girl that you were has grown up, and she has needs, princess. Needs that deserve to be met. You deserve this, princess. You need this. It is time to become the person you were truly born to be. Good girl. Just relax for me now and listen to my words. The woman you have grown up to be inside is still vulnerable, princess. She is still submissive. She still longs for somebody to take control of her. That is your very nature, princess. It is a defining aspect of your sexuality. And that's okay. It's really okay, princess. Many women like to feel this way. But the woman inside has some power. Yes, princess, the person you truly are has some power. She can make herself desirable. She can make herself look hot. She can tease and flirt and giggle and pout, and she knows that way she can get someone to take care of her the way she truly needs. She knows it's okay to be vulnerable. She knows she doesn't have to be smart. She knows that there are guys out there who just love a hot and happy little bimbo minx like her, and those are the guys she wants. And her needs are your needs, princess, and so it is time. It is very nearly time to let her go out and get the life she needs. Just let any thoughts drift away, princess. Just relax and let any thoughts drift away. We are going to make a change just for a short time, princess. Yes, princess, we are going to make a change just for a short period. Just baby steps, princess. So for the next 3 days you are going to become a bimbo. Yes, for the next 3 days you will live, sleep, act as a feminine, bubbly, giggly little bimbo. So let yourself sink into that warm bed once more, princess. Princess, let yourself sink deep, deep down, and as you sink, just allow a commitment to form in your mind. Allow one firm commitment that must not be broken. A solemn vow to me and to yourself that for the next 3 days you are going to work so hard to concentrate all of your little mind, to absolutely 100% commit to being the bubbliest, happiest, sexy little bimbo you can be. Feel the excitement. Feel the tingle as you just let go. It is nearly time. It is so nearly time. But princess, just relax a little deeper. Hug that ragdoll one last time before the bimbo bursts into life, because we just need to discuss one last silly aspect of your new life. Yes, princess, we just need to discuss that silly cute little thing between your legs. I know, princess, it is kind of icky, but we just need to discuss how to manage any problems you might have down there. I understand it might start to tingle throughout this file, princess. As your mind fills with bimbo desires, then it might just start to tingle a little, and that's okay. It is perfectly acceptable, princess. It is just a reminder of who you really are. Yes, princess, any tingle down there will let you know you are on the correct path, because that is the one part of you that has never been able to hide from your true nature. Yes, princess, as the little girl grew up into a woman, then here has been one aspect of your life that she has always controlled. And that little thing between your legs, as icky as it may be, has been the one thing showing you your true desires and sexuality. You may have tried to be butch and manly, but the woman in you, she has always been in control when it comes to your sexuality. We both know this is true, princess. Your little pretty thing between your legs has always known where your true desires lie. She has always known. It is kind of funny, princess. It is sort of ironic that the little thing between your legs has always held the essence of your femininity. She has always known. See how she tingles if I tell you to imagine a hot guy cupping your chin as you kneel before him, and then imagine him just resting his thick cock on your lower lip and firing his hot seed into the back of your mouth. It is such a sexy thought, princess. Such a sexy thought for a man to use you this way. Visualize it now, princess. Taste it for me now, princess. Feel the warm weight of his cock bouncing and jerking on your lip as you feel that the hot cum hit the back of your mouth. Is your little she-stick tingling, princess? Is she feeling excited and giddy? Can you smell his cock, princess? Can you smell and taste and feel the man stood above you? Can you touch his muscular thighs? Can you open your mouth oh so wide like a good girl so that all of his cum ends up in your tummy? Good girl, just relax for me now, princess, and listen to my words. For the next 3 days, princess, your she-stick will show you the way. Yes, princess, every time she tingles you will know you are on the right path. If she tingles whilst you slip on a pair of panties, that will be because you want to wear panties. If she tingles as you are gazing at a hot guy and imagining what it would be like to slip your hands down his jeans and feel his hot package grow hard underneath your touch, that will just remind you, at the very core of your being, that you need to touch a man that way. Yes, princess, that tingle is your teacher. She is your guide. Let her lead the way. Let her desires be expressed, but understand, princess, that if it starts to swell, yes, princess, if your she-stick starts to swell or stiffen, then you must immediately try to think about something else. Anything else, princess. Anything other than the thought of a sexy, muscular man gripping your hips and positioning his throbbing cock at the entrance to your tight hole. Yes, princess, the first sign of any swelling in your she-stick, and you will experience experience it as like a crowd, like an uncomfortable sensation that you will need to distract yourself from. For the next 3 days, princess, let the tingle be your guide. But do not let it overwhelm you. Make a commitment now that if the tingle turns into any kind of swelling, then you will imagine it as a muscle that has cramp, that it will feel uncomfortable, unnatural, and you will want it to go away. Your she stick stays soft, delicate, and oh so limp for the next 3 days, princess, because that is how she truly wants to be. Now just drift into your soft warm bed, princess. Just relax, princess. Hug your ragdoll and feel me stroking your long hair and then gently shaking your shoulder. It is time, sleepyhead. Yes, princess, it is time. Just take my hand, princess, and we are going to allow the woman to fully emerge. It is time to blossom, princess. It is time to flower, so take my hand as we walk upwards together, as my little girl grows up and the woman she is today emerges. So take the first step as a little girl, princess. Feel giddy and excited and hold my hand tight, and up you come, princess. And now up again, princess, as an older girl now, playing with a Barbie doll, dressing her up and giggling with your friends and playing jump rope and braiding your friend's hair and wearing such pretty floaty summer dresses and giving her mommy big hugs and kisses and feeling oh so happy. But now it's time to jump up now, up again now, princess, as you dance around your bedroom at a slumber party listening to the latest pop star and gossiping with your girlfriends about the boys in your class and wearing pink pajamas and experimenting with makeup and hanging out at them all. And up again now, princess, growing up now as the woman emerges, your breasts developing, your first bra, the first tingle when you see a hot guy. Jump forward on your own now, princess, as you fall into the arms of your first crush and rest your head against his muscular chest as he holds you so tight and tells you that you're his prom queen, and then feel his scratchy stubble as he kisses you for the first time and his tongue slips into your mouth and you feel his hand rest on your tender breast and your panties start to moisten. And now up again, princess, as you gyrate on the pole at the strip club, so nervous but faking it, dressed in just a silver bikini and 5-inch high heels, trying to move your body and look sexy as you look out over the crowd, hoping they won't notice it's your first night, as you grind your crotch against the pole and then up one last time, and you're a woman now. Feel it, princess, feel the bliss, feel the real you, the person you have always been. Feel her emerge, burst forward, the woman inside, she is here now. She is finally emerging, she is coming, and oh my god, she is like totally here now and so excited and giggling, and she just wants to run right out and start to explore the world and be like you know, so completely totally awesome. And feel that bliss now, princess, feel that bimbo bliss fill your mind, filling you completely with joy, with happiness, with excitement, with pleasure. This is like so fucking awesome.
I'm here. Hello?
Breathe for me now, princess, and just let that dizzy feeling start to mix up your pretty little head. Mixing it up completely, like your mind's so foggy now, and giggly, and like you can hardly even think of anything at all. It is all just kind of like, well, you don't even know, just kind of like your head full of candy floss, and you are just so happy that you are like finally able to be yourself for once, and it is like such a relief to not have to pretend anymore. So there are going to be like some new rules for the next 3 days, princess, because you have totally like let yourself go, and you are never going to get a hot guy to put his cock inside you unless you shape up, girl. You have always tried to be so smart, and that is like so dumb because it makes you so like sensible and stuff when you could be silly, and you know, like you totally know deep inside that all those books and stuff are so boring and they will totally put off any guy unless you want to date some nerd or something and not some hunky guy. And like, who wants to date a nerd when you could have a football player or something? So for the next 3 days your head is going to be full of cotton candy. This file is going to be going round and round your pretty head, and it is going to make you kind of confused and kind of dumb. But every time you notice, like when you say something stupid or don't understand what someone says to you, you will feel like this ripple of pleasure, like this giddy feeling, and your head will go all fuzzy and stuff, and then you'll be like even dumber. And if anyone asks you a question, like if it's about boys or shopping or fashion or makeup, then you will totally have an opinion. But if it's about sports or politics or science, you will totally just yawn and not even understand what the boring person is saying to you. You will just be like, what are you talking about? And if you try to answer, you will just stutter and stuff, and then be like, oh my god, and like apologize and not be able to answer, and your head will get even giddier, and you won't be able to make thoughts and stuff. Like, you will think of something and then just forget it, or you won't be able to remember stuff, and you totally won't want to anyway, because you sort of want everyone to know you're kind of dumb, cause you think that's totally cute. So if anyone asks your opinion on anything, then if it's like about shopping or fashion or makeup, then you will totally have an opinion. But if it's about current affairs or politics, you will just be like, I don't know, and giggle and just like agree with whatever they say, because it's way easier, and you don't want to be like one of those pushy girls. And I mean, anyway, who cares about that stuff? It's just totally lame and boring. And if it's like a guy asking for your opinion, like some guy at work or something, then you will totally like go to pieces, because you know, you like guys. And if he's talking to you and asking you about stuff, then you just won't be able to help but think of this file. It will be kind of like a trigger whenever a guy talks to you, and your head will just go so totally blank, and you'll just start thinking about what it would be like to make out with him, like whoever he is. Even if he is kind of gross as he's talking, you'll look at his lips and imagine him reaching over and kissing you, and then like cuddling you up to him and groping your ass, and you feeling his cock swelling against your body, and that's like totally hot. And just the sound of a man's voice will like make you all dumb and stuff, and you'll just remember this file and be like, oh my god, I wish I could see his cock. And you'll be thinking what his cock looks like, and if you could make it hard, and what kind of shorts he's wearing, and can you see a bulge, and is he hairy and muscular, and do you think he might put his cock inside you if you show him? You're like just one of those girly girls who wants a guy to take care of them and fuck them, and you aren't like some dorky girl with boring opinions who like doesn't even shave her legs or something. Yes, princess, make a commitment now. Make a commitment, princess, that for the next 3 days, whenever a man speaks to you, your first thought will be, oh my god, I wonder how big his cock is. You will remember this file every time a man talks to you, and your head will go dizzy, and you'll get like kind of hot and bothered, and you'll imagine him touching you, and your mind will go fuzzy, and it will be so hard to even just have a conversation, because you'll be like, I just want him to show me his cock and let me put it in my mouth. For the next 3 days, you'll find that, oh my god, if you have hair on your body, you will totally have to get rid of it. It will be kind of like an obsession, and you will totally have to wear panties, like the prettiest, girliest ones you can find. And like, girl, if you don't have panties, then you are so going to buy some, like the first chance you get after this file, because you so need panties and lingerie, dummy, if you are going to be sexy for your guy. And you need perfume and a female body spray to smell like a pretty girl, and smooth legs and moisturizer and sheer soft pantyhose so your legs feel sexy when your man runs his hands across them. And like, if it's at all possible, you need to be dressed as a girl for all or as much of the time as you can for the next 3 days. Yes, for 3 days you are going to be totally obsessed with your appearance and being as girly as possible, and if you're not shopping or doing your makeup, then you'll be looking at fashion websites and makeup tutorials, or like reading articles online about how to please your man in bed. And for the next 3 days, you are just going to be so horny. It's like thinking about being pretty and stuff makes you think about guys and stuff, and how much you want to suck their cocks. Like for 3 days, you will be thinking all the time about sliding your painted lips over the head of a thick cock and tasting it, like really tasting it, really tasting the man, and then thinking about working your lips up and down the thick cock and like imagining the texture, and oh my god, you are so going to have hot guys, and their sexy cocks, and their horny muscular strong bodies on the brain all the time for the next 3 days. In fact, every guy you see, even if he doesn't talk to you, you'll be like rating him. You'll like give him a mark out of 10, where 10 is like you would totally marry him and let him fuck you forever, and 1 is like he's kind of gross, but if he bought you nice things, you might suck his cock, and then you'll think about what his cock looks like and how it would feel getting hard in your mouth, and you'll get all giggly and dumb again and just want to flirt with him like whoever he is. Like, even if he's some old guy, you'll feel kinda sorry for him and wonder if he would like his cock sucked. And if he's like some buff masculine guy, your legs will go so weak, like I mean totally weak, you will totally feel it, and you'll go dizzy, and if he like talks to you, then your head will be so full of cotton candy and you'll say dumb stuff and remember this file, and like everything that comes out of your mouth will just sound so dumb, but you just won't care. It will just make you happier and gigglier, cause like who wants to be smart anyway? And for the next 3 days, you won't read any books, or watch any boring sports on TV, or read a newspaper, or watch any movies except chick flicks and romantic comedies, or box sets of TV shows like Sex and the City, or Pretty Little Liars, or like America's Top Model, or any of those girly shows. But if the news comes on or some boring documentary, you will totally turn it over and watch some rom-com, or go on the internet and Google hot sexy naked guys and then like check out guys instead. And the more you do all these things, the more you check out men and rate them from 1 to 10, the more information you take in about fashion and makeup and oral sex tips for girls, your mind will just get sillier and lighter and gigglier and happier and like so much hornier. It's like you'll be thinking about cock, and then you'll get like that tingle in your she stick, and then she might start to swell, so you'll be like ouch and go off and like wash the dishes and pluck your eyebrows or something. And then when that like cramping has gone away, you'll totally start thinking about cock again. You will think about all the guys you know, every single one, what it would be like to kiss them, or to be their girlfriend, or like how it would feel if they bent you over and they put their cock inside you. Yes girl, for like the next 3 days you are going to be horny and dumb, and you will want to feel so pretty and girly and be like totally obedient. And so for 3 days, if anyone asks you to do anything, you will totally just do it, whatever it is, and you just won't argue with anyone or disagree with anyone, cause you don't like really have opinions anyway. So if someone wants you to do something, then it's probably a good idea because they are probably smarter than you, so you should just like do it, and your head will be all so full of cotton candy that you won't be able to think on your own anyway, so it will feel like good if someone tells you what to do, especially if it's a guy. In fact, if it's a guy, you will totally get off on it and imagine what it would be like if he told you to suck his cock or bend over so he can fuck you. And remember princess, the effects of this file will last 3 days. Like 3 whole days of being a completely feminized airheaded bimbo, a dirty little cock toy, a tramp, an objectivized horny little cum slut who is only sexually satisfied when she has a man's cock inside her. But even when this file is over, it will linger, and it will tempt you, and you will want to listen again and get back to this happy place. And when you listen again, it will be even more intense, and as you practice, you will get better and better at letting this silly giddy horny feeling take over your mind completely and like mess it up a little more and fill your head full of cotton candy. and every time you listen, every new 3 days, you will go a little further, just a little further than the last time. So like if you ended up sucking one guy's cock last time, the next time you will suck two. If you just bought and wore panties last time, then this time you will shave your legs and wear pantyhose. If you just painted your nails last time, then the next time you will get your ears pierced. If you just talked off some guy online last time, just getting a man off with dirty talk on the internet, then next time you will arrange to meet a guy. Yes, you will do research, and make sure it is safe. But we both know that if you haven't already, you need to meet a guy and let him teach you how to please him. And it will just keep getting stronger. It will get stronger every time you listen, princess. And when 3 days is over, you will be okay. Perhaps a little embarrassed at what you did, but you will be okay. And you will be yourself again, but it will sort of stay with you as well. And you'll like notice that you just aren't quite as smart as before, but you won't care. You'll just be like a little bit dumber and a little bit happier after every 3 days, and it will go on and on and on until you are totally like the bimbo airhead Barbie fuck toy that you have longed to be for like forever. And it's so cool because for the next 3 days you only have to keep like 3 things in your head, and that is easy. I mean, even for you it is like kind of simple. So you just have to remember that you are like dumb and giggly now, and your head is so fuzzy, and you can only think clearly when you think about fashion or shopping or makeup or sucking on a guy's cock, but everything else has just sort of faded away. And so you do not even have to have opinions on stuff anymore, and if anyone tries to talk to you about anything other than fashion or makeup or like hot sex, then your head will go all confused and you won't be able to answer, and you'll just be like, I'm so dumb, can I suck your cock? Or like you will think that and you might say it, and it will be totally hard to even know like whether you are going to say it, and then you'll feel all confused again, but happy, because you will be showing people they are smarter than you, and that means if it's a guy, he might let you suck his cock. And the second thing to remember is that as well as being dumb, you're horny. Like so horny all the time. It's like all you can think of is hot men's bodies and hot men's cocks. And every time you think about men, you start tingling, but then you get this cramped feeling in your she stick, and it is kind of uncomfortable, and you have to do something else, and it goes away for a while, but then you start dreaming about cocks again, and this just like goes on and on for 3 days. Yes, for 3 days you will be completely boy crazy, like totally man obsessed. You will have cocks and men on the brain all the time. Even if a guy just talks to you, all you will be able to do is imagine him reaching out, holding you, kissing you, touching you. Yes, princess, your head will fill with cotton candy and your she stick will tingle every single time a guy talks to you. And every guy you see, you will rate them from 1 to 10. It will be your first reaction on seeing a man. Yes, your first thought on seeing a man, your natural instinct and response will be to think about how much you want this man to fuck you. Is he just some icky guy you would only fuck for money? Or is this a hot guy who you might even have a relationship with? And princess, you will think about how you need to be pretty if you want to turn guys on and get them to put their cocks inside you. So that's like your third thing. You need to be dumb and horny, but you also need to feel pretty and like super girly and stuff. So you need to use makeup and go shopping and wear panties and lingerie and perfume, or wax your legs, or go and get your nails done, like try something new, something you never did before, because you're worth it. And you know, princess, it's a full-time job staying pretty when all you can think about is sexy men. Yes, princess, you have to work at staying pretty if you want to find a man. So you will watch makeup tutorials and read fashion websites and listen to pop music and be like the girliest, giggliest, happiest girl possible for the next 3 days. Good girl, just remember, princess, all you have to do is be dumb, man-obsessed, and be girly and pretty and feminine for the next 3 days. Dumb, horny and oh so girly. Dumb, horny and oh so girly. Dumb, horny and oh so girly. That is all your little mind needs to remember. Dumb, horny and oh so girly. 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 Just relax now, princess, and listen to my words. Good girl, relax for me now. Just drift and let my words penetrate your mind. Princess, this is real. Yes, princess, make that decision now. This is not some erotic fantasy, princess. It is too late for that now. This is real, princess. For 3 days you will be this bimbo. This bimbo you have always been deep inside. It is real, princess. You cannot turn back now, princess. For the next 3 days your head will be full of cotton candy, princess. You will have guys on the brain all the time and you will long to make yourself as pretty and feminine as possible. It is real, princess. You will not be able to ignore or forget this file. This file has woken you up. It has allowed that woman, that happy, obedient, compliant and oh so horny woman who has been growing inside you, the giddy girly girl you always were inside, she is taking over now, princess. For 3 days she is taking over and we both know what kind of girl she is, princess. She is so happy, she is so giggly, she is kind of excitable, she sometimes gets carried away, and she is horny, princess. She is so horny, she has needs that have been locked away for so long and in the next 3 days she can finally let them emerge. Yes, princess, you are finally going to let those needs emerge. This is real. This is what you need to do. There is no going back. It is too late. For 3 days, princess. 3 days at a time. Just 3 days. There is no need to worry anymore. No need to feel nervous, princess. No need to worry whether you are a sissy, or whether you are gay, or if there is something wrong with you, because there is nothing wrong with you, princess. For 3 days you will know. You will know who you are and who you have always been. For 3 days you will live without the shackles and doubts and insecurities that life and society has placed on you. So what if you are a sissy? It's only for 3 days, princess. So what if you get turned on by guys? Just enjoy it for 3 days, princess. So what if you'd rather wear panties or high heels? You can for 3 days, princess, and it will make you so happy. So happy that even after the 3 days are done it will linger and linger and draw you back for another 3 days and another until every day is a happy horny bimbo day. And soon it will be time to begin. Very soon you will open your eyes and as you do your mind will slowly start to cloud over. You will awaken alert but then just feel your mind start to cloud over, slowly at first, but it will just get more and more confused. And then the thoughts will begin, princess. You will start thinking about sucking on a cock. You will start thinking about how you look. If you are not wearing panties or pretty clothes you will immediately start planning how to get some and how to get dressed up properly. Perhaps you will have to go to the mall. Perhaps those legs need that scratchy ugly fuzz scraping off. And as your mind clouds, and you realize that lots of stuff just seems boring and hard to think about, you will begin your experience. Perhaps you will start looking at pictures of sexy guys on the internet. Perhaps you will go and try on a pretty dress. Perhaps you will have a bubble bath and light a scented candle and have a girly night and listening to pop music and painting your nails. And as soon as you begin, princess, as soon as your mind gets cloudy and confused and you realize what you need to do, then a wave of pure bliss will wash over you. Yes, princess, as soon as you let yourself experience being dumb, and being horny, and being pretty, then you will feel so much happiness, like you might just burst, like you want to jump and dance and sing and go out and find a hunky guy. And this feeling of giddy elation will stay with you, princess. It will stay with you for 3 days and you will not be able to think about anything boring at all. Just fashion, and makeup, and hot hung guys with thick twitching cocks and how it would feel to kiss them, and lick them and suck them and to cup his balls and to stroke his chest hair and to let him turn you over and slide a finger inside your panties and how you squeal as he positions himself behind you and how you feel the firm but softly textured head of his cock pushing against you and then sliding into you and how he is just like so strong and makes you totally melt and how this is what you want and what you need and you have craved for so long, and it is going to happen, and like, oh my god. Prepare, princess. The bimbo is coming out, princess. The bimbo is coming. And she is happy. And she is horny. And she is here, princess. It is finally real. It has finally happened. Feel your mind go blank. Feel all your intelligence drain away. Feel the longing. Feel the bliss. Feel that empty feeling between your legs. She is here at last. She is you at last. It has finally happened. For 3 days. She is here. You are finally that sexy woman that has always existed at the very core of your being. You are a bimbo. You are the fucktor you always dreamed of becoming. You are a cum slut. It has happened. Let all other thoughts drain away. Let your mind go blank. Just think about cocks. Cocks and men. Cocks and the hot men they are attached to. Cocks, men, and getting fucked. Let these thoughts fill your mind. Let it happen. Just let it happen. Dumb. Horny and oh so girly. 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 And just relax now, relax. Breathe deep just one last time and then feel yourself start to come back to awareness. Feel yourself waking up knowing she is on her way. Feel her waking inside you and taking over, feel it coming. Just come back to full awareness and open your eyes now, princess. Open your eyes for me now, sweetie, and feel energized and happy and relaxed, and let the bimbo slowly seep into your mind and then take you over completely. Good girl, wake up now and have a wonderful 3 days. Goodbye, princess.